Welcome back to Moms Unbothered, the show where we ditch the toxins, trust our instincts, embrace a healthy lifestyle, and don't care who it bothers. My name is Kate.
And I'm Jordan.
This episode, we have Caitlin Simmons, who is here to talk all about AO scans, energy, and frequencies. What can sound woo-woo to some, there is no denying the healing benefits of frequencies. Go into this episode with an open mind. We can't wait for you to hear what she has to say. Before we get into this, if you love conversations that challenge the status quo and help you level up your health, take 2 seconds to hit that like button, subscribe if you're a YouTube watcher, or leave a quick review if you're a podcast listener. It helps more moms like you find this podcast. And let's be real, the more of us out there, the less we have to explain why we don't let our kids eat McDonald's. Okay, welcome back to another podcast episode of Moms Unbothered. We have Caitlin here today, and she is going to talk all about AO scans, frequencies, all of the woo-woo things that like actually aren't woo-woo, just most of us aren't taught about them. And I was just telling Caitlin, I worked at a holistic practitioner's office a few years ago before I did social media full time. And I still had my corporate job, but I was like dipping my toes into the working in a practitioner's office. And they actually did scan frequency scans on their clients. And I did a bunch of them too. And it's mind blowing to see what the scan can tell. Like, I remember sitting in the office and a scan would be telling essentially my secrets or like things that I didn't say out loud. It would say like I was having these emotions of feeling out of body in the past or feeling disconnected. And I was like, This is crazy because I didn't tell a soul these things. So it's just so cool to see that these scans pick up on your energy, your frequency, even things that like are subconscious that you're not brain to surface. It's just they cover all the basics. So Caitlin, would you like to go and tell everyone who you are, what you do, and why you got into AO scans?
Sure. And that was just such an incredible way of explaining just kind of what a bioresonance scan is, because people always come to me and they're like, well, this makes no sense. Like, what about lab work? What about other types of scans? And really, when you think about it, we are made up of 99.99999% energy. And that's a lot of energy. So really, like you said, it felt like it was reading your whole life story. People tell me that all the time just from doing their sound therapy with the bioresonance we're going to dive into today. But my name is Caitlin, and I started out my journey like way back when I was 13 years old. I got really sick with Lyme disease. And way back then, thankfully, God led us to doing holistic remedies and alternative things. So, you know, the traditional route was like, okay, get a PICC line to your heart, go on antibiotics, all these things that we all know now will be really detrimental to your health. And that was the start of really seeing how powerful energy and frequency are. And then fast forward to getting out of high school, I went straight into massage therapy school. And just that's when I started my career in holistic health. And it's just kind of evolved ever since that start. And now it's sharing frequency with everybody.
When did you discover, because there's like different modalities or there's different like scanning or scans that you can use. For example, my holistic office they had like a wand and some people would like do hair samples and put it on the scanner. But the one you use is actually just an app on the phone, right?
Yes, it's just a subscription that you log into from any device that connects to the internet. So there's a lot of bioresonance tech on the market. Specifically, the one we're using, the AO scan, that originally was a huge device that cost $38,000 plus a subscription. And you'd have to go in person to a practitioner's office and get the whole thing done, and probably a lot like what you saw in the office you worked at. And so there's a lot of those all over. And I actually had a $15,000 bioresonance device in my practice. And I would have to have clients come in, put their hand on a cradle, and then they'd sit there with me for like 2 hours while we scanned to see what was going on in their body. And it was just a huge hassle. So what really sets this apart is quantum physics. Like, God made our universe to have no bounds. Like, we can pray for someone and it's going to affect them on the other side of the world. Same thing with energy or intention or frequency. And so they were able to take everything within that $38,000 device that you'd normally have to like get training for, be a doctor, take out a huge loan, and put it into where we can just log into it and anybody can use it. Lauren Swenson, the creator of this, he's the guy who like the magic behind all of this. He had the heart in, I think it was 2020 when in 2021, when they were seeing all the emotional issues of everybody. I think everyone can relate to that, to try to get this into the hands of the masses. And so they have incredible programmers, and I'm not a quantum physicist, so I can't totally explain how it works. But yeah, did that answer your question?
Wait, I'm so confused. No way, this is crazy. So have you compared like the $15,000 machine you had in your office to the app? Like, have you compared the results, and are they, I mean, are they
the
same?
Absolutely. And the AO scan far exceeds it. So what happened was, I worked really hard to build up a practice. Like, I had people coming into me. I was fully booked. I was expanding, but I was burnt out and I was exhausted. And I was dealing with mold toxicity. I was dealing with depression, anxiety, PTSD, because I had been through a ton of trauma. And I found the emotion code. Are you guys familiar with the emotion code? And that's what really helped me see that trapped emotions were really holding me back, because I had done everything. I did the parasite cleansing. I went non-toxic. I had a whole sauna in my tiny little California apartment. It took up like the whole space. Like, I went crazy doing everything you possibly could to heal, including that bioresonance technology. So with that one, 15,000, what I could do when a client came in was scan them and see everything that was out of balance. And it took forever. And there was all these things and lists and lists and lists. And then at the end, it would show us what supplements they needed. And so then I would have to sell them like $800 worth of supplements. And so my poor clients, I mean, I thought I was doing the best I knew how to do. I went to school for it. I got certified and licensed and all this stuff. But it never sat well with me that I was having everybody like, I was like, you only get a scan with me once a month, and that costs you hundreds of dollars. And then I'm telling you to go buy all this stuff. So that was the solution. It was like, see what's wrong. Here's the solution. And I was praying. I was like, God, I need to do something else for my clients. So I was starting to learn how to do that technology distance, which would also cost my clients even more. And then I was so excited about the emotion code. I was looking on YouTube and came across this girl. Her name is Juliana, who was talking about the emotion code. So I went to her Instagram and she was talking about the AO scan. I was like, this sounds like what I already have, whatever. And I kept seeing her videos pop up. And then I was like, this sounds really cool. Like, this probably costs like 10 times as much as my stuff does, but I'm going to book a scan with her. So I booked a scan, and it was like a few days later after I booked it. I couldn't wait. She was in Puerto Rico. I think it was Puerto Rico, and I was here in California. We got on the phone, and all she did was get a picture of me. I sent a picture to her. She got my name, my birthday, my weight, my height, and she ran a scan. I was like, how is this working? Like, we're just on the phone. And she was just like on Wi-Fi, like a Wi-Fi call far away. And that was something so different than I could do with my technology. So right there, I was like, whoa, this is next level. Then not only was she scanning to see what was wrong in my body, what was out of balance, what wasn't in harmony, in the same scan, she was sending my body optimizing frequencies. So it was like my body was getting brought back into harmony right then and there. And literally that day I bought the scanner, because it was like, I couldn't believe it. I was like, okay, how much does this cost? Like, I can't keep spending money on my business. And it was back then you had to buy a device, which was $500. And then you had the subscription on top of that. Now we don't have to have devices. They don't have to like prep a device for it anymore, which is really nice. But just that in itself of optimizing, because I could never optimize my clients with the other one. And then there's just so much to it. I could literally talk for like 3 hours about how much sets it apart, but it's kind of the main thing.
I love it. And by the office I worked in was the exact same as what you're saying, is we would scan people. It would take like an hour to an hour and a half just to go through everything. And then we would go through there, like read exactly what it said. And then we would scan their supplements that they needed. And then, yeah, they would have to buy, like, some people would be walking out like $500, $600, $700 mm-hmm. in like supplements. And I always remember thinking, like, the average person cannot afford this. I couldn't even like afford that. No way the average person so would come in and just be discouraged and whatnot, because yeah, maybe they could do it for a month, but like they're not coming back next month because they're like, this lady just had me spend $700. And even though the practitioner who worked at the office that I worked under, she had amazing intentions. It's just the average person can't afford that. So it's so nice that the AO scan, and I bought the AO scan app this month, I believe, or last month in June. And so like, I'm just testing the waters, but I will say that my son was sick. He was at his dad's family's house, came home to me Sunday morning. He was like, my head hurts so bad. And so I did a scan on him, and then he started throwing up. And then that night I scanned him again before bed, and I just let the frequencies play continuously while he slept. And I kept the phone in airplane mode. And the next morning, less than 24 hours, and he was completely fine. It was so crazy. And it was like telling me viruses that were coming across in his scan. So it's so cool because it is. And it's like, people don't believe you until they see it. Like, if someone was explaining it to me, I wouldn't believe them. But even my old scans that I used to do at the practitioner's office, I remember reading it and like sobbing, because it was like, this is explaining me perfectly without me having to put it into words, if that makes sense. Like, any emotion that I had been feeling that day and then in the past, like, it was just bringing them up and like showing me, and then I was able to release them, which is so crazy. And I did that for like a good year. And then I would say, you know, the last 2 years, I went through like just so much with my son and his dad and all the stuff. And I wasn't releasing any of those trapped emotions, and I got really sick. And then once my nervous system started to heal again, like, it's like my symptoms just kind of went away. It's just so crazy, like, how trapped emotions can keep people sick and they don't realize it. And I love how you say, like, every time you scan yourself, you are essentially like shedding layers, I would say, of emotions. Whereas when you're just seeing a practitioner, and don't get me wrong, I still see a practitioner. So I'm not saying, if you're listening to this and you're like, oh, Kate doesn't like practitioners anymore, like, I still see a practitioner. But it's so cool with your AO scan that it's every day you can be scanning yourself, because every day we have things come up, right? Like, that's just life. You know, we get triggered at the grocery store, or we're upset with someone. You know, it's just every day it's cool that you can shed these.
Yeah. And you're getting to the cellular level. Like, you're getting to the mitochondria and the DNA and the inherited things. And that's just in your scan. That's not even including the sound therapy. Have you been loving the inner voice, listening to your music?
I do. And I think it's so calming. And it's cool because when I scan my son, and I'll play his, and then I'll play mine, but like, I just resonate with the sounds of mine even more compared to, you know, what he's getting. So it's just crazy.
Yeah. How did you feel reading your reports about your emotions when you've gone through inner voice, or have you done that yet?
Yeah. When I read through my stuff, it just makes so much sense. Like, even if it's not an emotion I'm feeling right now, it will like resonate to something in the past, if that makes sense. So it's so cool to like connect the dots and be like, oh, this makes sense why this happened or why I felt this way. It's just, it's so crazy. And I'm sure we sound so weird right now to like someone who's never heard of the AO scan. But yeah, it's just so wild. And I highly recommend you check out Caitlin's Instagram page, because I feel like you do such a good job at explaining it.
Thank you. Yeah, that was my mission when I first started, even just the emotion code and learning about this, because I grew up in a Christian home. And anything that kind of pushes the boundaries of New Age, my red flags went up. I was very scared and fearful and didn't want anything to do with it. So God really had to work on me to get to this point of looking into it, and looking into it without a spirit of fear, but with real discernment. And so way back then in 2021, when all of this was going down, I was having massive healing and massive breakthroughs from the emotion code. And then the AO scan was like accelerated it. I had this like God is just like, put this on Instagram, put this on social media, share the word and explain it and break it down, because we see the crunchy community kind of getting like, you know, they're the toxic side, and then there's the fights and everyone's like, this is the best way, this is the best. But most people are missing this piece. Like, people are doing a great job. They're doing a really good job learning all the things. But we also need the foundation. Like, this is the foundational stuff that we all kind of just glazed over. Like, we did all the deep dive stuff, and then we missed out on frequency. But God created the universe with his voice. Mm-hmm. And that's sound, and that's frequency. Like, yeah. So I nerd out, and I get really excited to break this stuff down.
Yeah, technology is wild. This is crazy. So is it kind of like, because I've heard of frequencies and into all that stuff, but I haven't heard of AO. So is it kind of like a personalized sound bath, I guess, kind of? Was that how you would explain it, maybe?
Yeah, that's how you would explain the inner voice. Have you gotten to use it on her yet, Kate?
I haven't, Jordan? No. Jordan, I'll scan you if you want.
Gosh, I do. Yeah.
Yes, you have got to try it. So part of the scan is, so we've got the bioresonance out of the way, right? It scans you, it optimizes you, it's really awesome. It attacks parasites and toxins and all the things. But one of my favorite parts is that sound bath portion of it, which it records your voice for 10 seconds, and it's analyzing over 10,000 different frequencies, pitches, tones, sounds within your voice. You know how like you can hear someone like, and you know, like if they're your friend, you know, okay, they're not doing too good today, or they're super excited, they're going to tell me something really good. This reads all of those inflections and things that are kind of undercover to like another level, and then spits out exactly what you need that day the most. And it, you'll see in your reports, it's like also connected to like your shoulder and your stomach and all these emotions. And you're like, oh my gosh, this thing is reading my mind. And then when you listen to that sound bath, especially with earbuds or headphones or the bone transducing headset from Solex, it's literally having you, like, we muscle test to see, a lot of us in our team like to muscle test to see how many trapped emotions did we release today. And that's why I was able to let go of my emotion code practice and just share this, because this is helping people release trapped emotions on their own and not have to go drive to it. I love sound baths. I have sound bowls, but this kind of, you know, you can do it every day.
You know how I, when you first got on like to this call, and Jordan, I was like telling Jordan a story about why I was upset with someone like in my town. You can just tell that your nervous system is top tier.
Mm-hmm.
Just
wow.
I can literally hear it in your voice. You are such a calm person. Yeah. And if that doesn't like give light to how much this works for you, like, then I don't know what does, because I can tell when people talk and people are probably like, yeah, Kate, as in me, your nervous system isn't regulated. And it's like, no. Hey, I'm working on it. But your presence is so calm and your voice is so calm.
I wish I could play a clip for you from like 3 or 4 years ago. Not the case.
Really?
You do have that voice like on the Calm apps where they like read you a story or something. Like that's where I would expect to hear your voice.
Yeah, your voice is so calm.
Well,
but
thank you.
I was going to say your voice, and then there's someone on Instagram and she doesn't share her first name or pictures of herself or her family. She just stays pretty quiet. But her username,
I know who you're talking
about. Yeah. Her username is Because Why Not Too, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And I've like become friends with her. I love her. We talk almost every day, but it's the same thing with her. She messaged me one time and was like, can I run a scan on you? And I was like, what are you talking about? Because I had no idea what the AO was yet. And at first, like you said, you know, your Christian beliefs and you're not supposed to be into like the pseudoscience, and it's not even, but just you're supposed to, you know, there's such a fine line to walk with like, and at first I was like, this sounds so weird, and no, I don't want you do it. This is what I'm thinking in my head, like, are you going to cast a spell on me? Like, I was so genuinely confused, and I was like, can you just like tell me a little bit about it? Because it's honestly like, that seems crazy to me. And she just explained it as like, we all are made up of frequencies, and we are all made up of energy, and energies get blocked, and what I do is just release trapped emotions. She's like, it's not invasive at all. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah, sure, go for it. And she has been scanning me for months. She like runs free groups just out of the generosity of her heart. I love her so much. And she runs these groups for people and like releases trapped emotions for them. Right. It's just, it's so cool. And the nights that she runs scans, because she runs them at night after her children have gone to bed, I sleep so well when she, like, I can tell the next day, like, oh, she ran the scan, because I sleep so solid. It's just so crazy.
Yeah, she's amazing.
I love her.
Every time I think of her, I smile.
Yeah, she's
I was chatting with her before this. I was like, oh, I'm going to go on her podcast.
Yeah, I love her. I was like, will you come on the podcast? She's like, no, I'm too private, but maybe one day. I was like, yeah, that's fine. I'll just talk about you on it and not say your name.
I think she will someday. If you're listening, so-and-so, I think you'll be on this someday.
That's so cool.
I think we'll all get to see your face too.
Yeah, I hope so.
That's she's so awesome. Cool. Wait, okay, so this is super enticing for a lot of listeners, I'm sure, but I can also anticipate that maybe it feels overwhelming. So is the AO, it's from your phone, but is it pretty intuitive to use? Like, is it user-friendly, or are they going to get on and be like, what the heck am I looking at?
Yeah, so most people reply to me that it's very user-friendly because they've laid it out so well where you know, like, hey, it, like, I can pull it up and kind of look at it and explain a little bit. When you first look at your screen, it's showing, do you want some energy? And you can click on it, and there's already a pre-made frequency list that you can broadcast to your body or your family or your pet to give you more energy. There's one for sleep, seasonal allergies, dance again. Do you have lifestyle pain? So they have made it very user-friendly from what I hear back. But just in case it's not, you also get free basic training when you sign up from the company. So you have these videos going over everything that you could possibly need to understand it. And then on top of that, when you join my group and my team, I made another course that you can go through that I literally walk through everything and make screen recordings and answer questions and all that stuff. So there's a lot of support, but a lot of people don't need all that support too. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like we've made it, it's good for everybody. Cause that was my biggest pet peeve when I was using my other one. It was like, okay, this is confusing. And then I would have to book a call like weeks out to work with someone to help me. And then they just made it more confusing. So yeah.
It's also good. Just going to your page, like if someone wants to buy the AO scan from you after this, when I signed up, I didn't even sign up as, I think you can sign up to be like a distributor or whatever, you know. I didn't even do that. I just bought it. So if someone's listening and they want to buy it, you could buy it off of Caitlin's page. But your information just alone on your page is so helpful for navigating scans, or even if someone's like, I don't want to buy this, but I want to learn more about it. Your page is really helpful. You have like highlights, you post stories, you know, you post reels about it. So highly recommend everyone check it out, because trapped emotions, I believe, are like the missing piece that most don't understand. And I didn't until this last year when I started to get autoimmune disorders. My health was just like garbage, but I take such good care of myself. And I didn't realize it was because of these emotions I was carrying and, you know, these burdens I kept on me. And until I like started to heal my nervous system, that's when everything just kind of melted away. So I feel like it's just such the missing link. Obviously, I still take supplements and whatnot when needed. But yeah, it's just crazy that this is such a missing link that people don't realize. It's usually just go to a practitioner, they'll give you supplements. A lot of people are like, that was a waste of money because I didn't get better. But it's when your nervous system is in that fight or flight, you can't fully heal. So this is a great tool to have.
Yeah.
And I just think it's so worth it. My husband scans himself at least 2 times a day, like in the morning and then at night. He's obsessed. He loves it.
Yeah. Dr. Bradley Nelson talks about how up to 90% of pain can be just from trapped emotions.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I mean, it's tied to everything. And then Deb Ruth says the cause of the cause of the cause is emotions.
Yeah,
it's
for sure.
Like, you know, and then for the nervous system, too. I don't know if you've tried it yet. When you go into the energy homeoenergetic section of Cephi, your frequency generator part of the scanner, there's one called Nerve Ease. And it's that one by itself is literally 15 to 20 around frequencies designed to help bring ease and balance and calm your nervous system.
plus there's like drainage support within that frequency blend. So that's when I tell everyone, like, everyone needs to work on their nervous system health. So use that frequency every day, at least 2 minutes, like just run it for a couple minutes, imprint it into your bracelet, do something with it.
How do I find that one? I go to what first?
So go to Cephi, Subtle Energy Frequency Imprinter, okay, and tell me when you're there.
Okay.
And then scroll all the way down. Are you on the new kind of app that looks like this?
Oh, I was just writing it in my notes so I could
do it
later.
In your notes. Okay. Then scroll all the way down to the bottom.
Okay.
Where, and you'll see where it says like Cephi dots. And then you'll scroll to the side and there's a little box that says Energy Homeo Energetics. And when you click that, there'll be a drop down and you'll have to scroll down to the bottom and you'll see Nerve Ease Plus. And that is perfect. Like everyone who starts using that, I get messages back. They're like, oh my gosh, I feel so calm. I didn't get triggered by my kids today. Like the coolest testimonies from that one. It's my favorite.
I know for people who don't feel that they have, you know, stored emotions, they're probably like, this sounds so crazy. Like, there's no way like stored emotions are causing my pain. But then once they get that figured out and released, then you notice the difference. So like, don't sit there telling yourself right now, like, oh, I don't need to worry about stored trauma and emotions and all that. Everyone does. I mean, even from infancy, like we could still be carrying things with us.
Yeah, for sure. Most people are born with trapped emotions because, you know, our parents didn't know this stuff, unless maybe there is a few of them out there. And then if you've ever gone to a chiropractor and felt like, oh my gosh, I'm getting the same bone put back in every week over and over and over, that might be a trapped emotion. Like,
wow,
literally, I mean, there have been crazy testimonies. Releasing trapped emotions does not cure, treat, prevent, diagnose, or any of that stuff. But one of my very close family members had a lump in her breast. I released one trapped emotion and it was immediately gone. And she had been having that for years. And she's like, oh, I need to get this checked. I need to do something. I don't know what to do anymore. And I was like, let's just see if there's a trapped emotion. And it literally went away. So emotions are energetic blockages. They're the size of your clenched fist up to a cantaloupe lodged in your body. So it's something I think every single person needs to work on. And whether it's with the AO scan or just reading the emotion code book, the emotion code book costs, what, $20? And then you can learn it yourself. So everyone should do something.
Everyone needs something.
Yeah. Something to help their emotion.
So like, what about EMFs from our phone? And then we're using the scanner all the time. Does EMFs kind of get in the way, or does the scanner kind of outweigh the EMFs? Like, what's going on there?
That is a really good question. So they have that all figured out. Basically, there are algorithms running within the AO scan subscription the entire time that you're using it. So if you're running frequencies to your family all night, I don't even turn my phone on airplane mode anymore because I trust it so much.
Oh,
I do a sleep frequency playlist for me, my husband, my baby, and I just let it go all night. And, you know, sometimes if she's teething, I'll do a teething playlist instead. And then we all just get the benefit of whatever homeopathics those are. But yeah, it's literally remediating, harmonizing any of the bad frequencies. It's turning your device into a frequency generator for good. And then the other thing is within the AO scan, there's a frequency called EMF Shield. Mm. And one of my QLAs, Lupita, she literally like imprinted it into a little sticker because she wanted to test it. She has an EMF reader. And she imprinted it into the sticker and then held the sticker up, like, I don't know, a couple feet from her Wi-Fi router. She did it first to show how bad the Wi-Fi was. Then she took the sticker that was imprinted with the frequency and it blocked it.
Crazy.
She has a reel on her page. I should, like, send it to you guys. But
yeah, I want to see it.
Yeah, me too.
It's pretty cool. Like, it really does work. So
yeah, that's so crazy.
It does sound crazy to people.
Like, oh, yeah. It
surely does. But I mean, until you do these things, you're never going to know. So, I mean, why not try?
Also, it's just like, I think to evolve as a human, you just have to start having an open mind to things because clearly the way most of America is living is just not working out. Everyone, if it was, We have so many people with cancer, disease,
obesity,
depression, anxiety, obesity. Kids have never been sicker. It's like, mm-hmm. at what point are you guys thinking, yeah, what we're told to do actually probably isn't working? Heart disease. We're told eat seed oils for heart health. How many people have heart disease right now? It's just like, come on, guys. It's common sense.
Yeah, get it together.
Sometimes I look at people and I'm like, how can you truly with your full chest say that these things are okay? And then look around at America, not only even the trapped emotion side, people are psychotic. Mm-hmm. Most people are literally insane, whether they're murdering or even just people in general are so miserable on the internet. Like, take a look through my comment section.
Your comments, right?
Yeah. Every day, people in my comment section. It's just how miserable are people truly to their core, but then they think like, yeah, how I'm living, I feel this is right for me. It's just like, you would be such a happier person on all levels.
Your anger alone speaks volumes, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or the sneak dissers who will like hate comments.
I knew that was coming.
I blocked them all. Is that bad? I just don't want to even waste my time.
Better for your mental health.
People will DM Joey and be like, hey, can you tell your wife to unblock me? Like, they'll say one rude thing and I'm just like, you're out. You're done. You're not commenting anymore.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't care if it offends anyone. Like, there's people who are like, I want to watch your tutorials. I was like, you were rude. No.
Yeah. You no longer have access to me.
Okay. So if I want Kate to scan me, like we mentioned earlier, do I need the app too? Or she can just do it? How does that work?
Yeah. So she just will get a picture of you and your name and your birthday and your weight and your height and your email. Just your face. Just your beautiful face.
Oh, okay.
Bummer for you. No glasses, no hat. And it's really easy. So when you have the AO Scan subscription, this is why practitioners love it, because they can scan their whole practice and they can do distance. It opens up a whole new world for people who are already either already have a business, already have a practice, already are doing something to help people, or they want to get into something where they can help people. Because you can start charging for scans. You can scan your pets, your horses. My mom just did a video with one of our friends who's helping horses. And it's really cool to see the transformation in an animal because they can't lie. So it's like mind-blowing. But yeah, and Kate, I would encourage you to sign up as a QLA. Because it's hard to not talk about. It's really hard to not talk about once you start scanning people.
For sure. Yeah. Right now, I've only scanned me, my husband, and then my son, obviously. But like, I can't wait to scan, you know, my dog. She had a torn ACL last year. Like, I would love to scan her and see if anything comes up for her or even friends or, you know, my parents. It's just so cool that I have access to help so many people. Mm-hmm. But can you talk about like, because I can't just go scan a random person without their consent, you know, right? Can you like explain kind of, I guess you did a little bit with saying like, I need, you know, your height, your weight, your picture, all of that. But yeah, if someone is like rejecting, like, no, I don't want it. It's not, your frequency isn't going to match, correct? It's not going to allow your body to, or will it?
Well, so with the emotion code, there's something about you're connecting to that person's subconscious mind, right? So there's a barrier that goes up that's not going to allow that connection if the person isn't willing to change or heal or let you work on them. He talks about that in his book, Dr. Bradley Nelson.
How old's your baby?
She's 13 months.
Oh, my daughter's going to be one in a week.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Yeah. So did you see you had her in April last year?
July. No, she'll be one in a week. Yeah.
I'm going the other direction. I'm like, May? Wait, no, that would be older.
Yeah. So yeah, close in age. That's fun.
That is fun. Cool.
Yeah.
Is she your only one? Or do you have
what
others?
About you?
Yeah, she's my only. Yeah. My first.
And we waited to find out the gender. So that was fun.
Me too.
Yeah, well, it was so fun. Did you have a home birth?
Yes. Free birth.
That's so badass. I did home birth, but
Need to talk about that on here.
Did you have like a frequency playlist for labor?
I did. I got blindsided by back labor, though. Same. So that was tough. Same.
Me too. The whole time back labor. Wow. I was like, this is, I manifested not to have back labor. And then I had back labor.
I didn't think of, like, I didn't even think it was a possibility because she was like in the right position and whatever. But no, that was miserable.
Yeah.
I really hope that never happens again.
It was brutal. And like, I had like maybe 4 or 5 contractions in the front. And I was like, oh, this is a breeze.
Right.
Like, that's so easy. Right? I could do that.
Like, I could do this for a week straight. Like, that's fine. No, I was in labor for a week. So I was like, by the end, she has to come soon.
Eventually, right? Like, she's not going to college in your womb, right?
Yeah. No, wow. But it was the best experience too, even though it was so hard with the back labor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll do it again for sure. It was hard.
Was she facing the way that usually causes the back labor?
No, she was all good. I think she was a little to the right, and she also had a nuchal hand. And I think that was probably a little bit causing an issue, but.
Okay.
Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, to have a free birth, you kind of have to have a way to get a birth certificate still. So I had a midwife come in a few days later.
Oh, nice.
And she kind of helped me. We were trying to figure out why I had back labor. And she's like, it's probably because of that back injury and your back just needed to expand. I was like, oh, so maybe next time it's expanded and ready to go.
Oh, man.
Jordan, would you free birth?
I don't know. Like, I always thought it'd be cool, like, if I gave birth, like, before my midwife arrived. But I liked having like the female energy with me and like just people who had done it before. Like, I would be totally comfortable with like a traditional midwife rather than like a, you know, certified midwife or whatever.
Yeah.
But I liked having, I don't think I'm meant to do it alone. But I think it's cool that women do. Totally. I'm not.
Like, I don't think so most badass. People are. What?
That's so badass that you just free birthed your first baby ever.
Yeah.
Well, it was kind of like, it felt like my only choice because I was researching everything here in California.
Oh, California's tough.
And yeah, I was like, okay, if I have too much water, they send me to the hospital. If I have twins, they send me to the hospital. If I, like, everything's a C-section.
Wow. Yeah.
And I was just sitting at the table with my parents one day and I was complaining about it. I was like, you spend $10,000, $14,000, and then they just ditch you if you're not suitable. And he's like, why don't you just do it by yourself?
Like, so cool. Yes. Well, I'm in Oklahoma and it's a lot cheaper in Oklahoma, but California, two of my very favorite midwives live in California. So I had debated, like, should we go to California to give birth? Like, that would be
fun.
You'll
have to tell me.
I will.
Because I would like, I think my husband would like help with the cleanup is the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was a doula, like,
even.
Yeah, a doula.
Yeah.
I'm like, what if someone just came after?
It was messy. Yeah. It was messy. Yeah.
Hire a cleaning lady. I just need you to clean out my home birth.
I just shit everywhere. Could you get that?
You deliver the placenta to the encapsulator lady and you like,
oh my gosh.
Anyways, I forget the question.
Oh,
sorry.
We should keep all that birth stuff in because that was like a good conversation. Whoever's editing this, keep that in. If you're comfortable sharing that, Caitlin, I know that was.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, I have all my free birth stuff saved. Somewhere on my page, but I post so much, it's just buried. It's like way down there. And
I can't wait to stalk it.
People are so rude. Everyone's like, oh, you put your baby in danger. I'm like, no, I actually feel like I would have put my baby in more danger anywhere else.
Yeah. If you like, went to the hospital.
Yeah. I had her in the safest place ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she's so healthy and she's so vibrant and she's so happy. So I know I did the right thing.
That's amazing.
What's her name?
Olivia Kate, and it's like Mary Kate, but Olivia Kate. We like made it up and wished it together.
I love that.
I love it. That's so cute. Saying, you know, how you just said people said I put my baby at risk and all the things. That's just such another backwards thing that society says. Like, your chances of a C-section and of complications skyrocket as soon as you walk into that hospital room.
And as soon as you leave your house, truly, if that's the first intervention is getting in the car.
Yeah. And even just like, oh, well, my baby had the cord wrapped around their neck, so they wouldn't have, you know, the baby would have been in danger. And it's just like,
mine had it wrapped around twice and I just unwrapped it.
Mine three times. Wow. Yeah.
People are just so used to regurgitating information that they hear that they don't even understand. Like, logically, it just doesn't make sense.
And then the whole thing with the nuchal cord, it's like, okay, well, maybe you shouldn't have cut the cord right away. Maybe they needed all that blood so that they could have oxygen. Yeah. No, I get really fired up about the birth stuff.
Yeah.
So I also stopped talking about it because I started getting like legitimately frustrated with people. I was like, can you just shut up? I can't handle this anymore.
That's how I feel about vaccines. I had to just stop talking about them to the general public because it's like maddening.
Yeah.
Just even hear how brainwashed people are.
Well, another thing about the nuchal cords too is, I mean, it's probably protective of the baby coming through the canal. Like, it's probably wrapped because it was going to get pinched, or they just, there's some reason. I mean, like, babies are smart and women's bodies are smart and they are all working together. So there's usually a good reason for those things happening.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
So, like, you're so knowledgeable in frequencies and the AO scan, and you know, people really trust your opinions on this topic, right? But it's like, and Jordan, like, you are the home birth lady and I'm like the ingredients lady and whatnot, but it's like, as soon as you start talking about topics that people have never looked in themselves, it's like, yeah, you have no credibility.
Yep.
You're so wrong. Isn't it just crazy that people think you're like, oh, she knows about this, but she's talking about a topic I've never personally researched. Of course she's wrong. It's just so backwards how
it's that cancel, like, immediately. I'm just, I know. Yeah. And I have people message me, like, I'm unfollowing you because you eat meat, or I'm a whatever, you know, all the things.
Yeah.
Like, okay, bye. Sorry, I'm being me. And it's not like we're, you know, like, we don't have rules on our Instagram or your podcast. Like, you can say whatever you want to say.
Right. Sometimes I'm like, maybe I should put in my bio all the things I stand for so people know right away, like, all right, I'm rocking with this girl or I hate her. It's just, it's crazy. And you can always see in your DMs, like, the people who are ultra offended about just the basic things you say. It's just like, yeah, this page is probably not going to vibe with you unless you have an open mind, which, you know, it's just, you can tell right away if people aren't going to vibe with.
And warning, as you change your frequency, you're going to get more and more kind of polarizing because you're just, you're raising the vibe, you're raising the frequency, which is a legit thing. I mean, you can look at the Hawkins scale.
Yeah.
And you kind of just shed all those people anyways. Like, I've noticed I do attract a lot more of the nice people, the people who are ready for it. Like, I just launched a free ebook, like, demystifying all this stuff. And it's the most loved thing I've ever shared. And I feel like if I would have shared that, like, before the AO scan, not one person would have downloaded it. So,
isn't that so crazy? Just, I talk about this all the time because it was such a profound moment for me. But when you shed these layers and your frequency gets higher, you shed people in your real life too. Like, I have lost most of my friends. I don't speak with most of the people in my past anymore. And it's not like, oh, I'm better than them, but like, we just vibe a different frequency now. And it's just like, they don't get me. I don't get them. They're not interested in what I do now. And I'm not interested in what we did in the past. It's just like, it's so crazy that when you do step into that new realm of life, you cannot have a foot in your other life. It's either all or nothing. You can't like try to be in both. And I think part of why I had success so fast and so rapid with just like my page and even just personally how I grew so much. I used to be so immature. And it's just, I think part of that has to be because I just fully gave in to like this calling that I knew God had for me. And it's the same thing. Like, I followed the frequency and now my life matches that high frequency that I was going after.
Yeah. It's so comparable to, I feel like, going through the birth portal where you have your baby and then you're on the other side of it and you're like, whoa, I'm new. Yeah. Nothing that was here before can stay the same. Mm, and I've kind of struggled with a little grief, like, whoa, I'm letting people down. I'm not there for them anymore. But it's like, no, I got to a different part of my life. And then it's like when you step into your full authenticity, it brings in, it's like a magnet. And I talk about that with, like, you know, the law of attraction or all these laws of the universe. You really do change and you attract what you are, and the old can't stay. And it's like becoming a believer. When you get born again, the old can't stay. So it's just like, yeah, it's really cool.
It's seriously insane. And I'm sure a lot of people who are listening to this who have never heard of like frequencies of the AO scan, you can resonate if you're Christian. Like when you are born again, your old life is dead. And it's just like you said, the mourning thing. It's so crazy. Sometimes I'll think like, sometimes I have to remind myself, like God says in the Bible, you cannot look back on the past. Like he is doing something new for your life. And it's just so true. Sometimes I'll feel sad, like, oh, sometimes I wish I still could vibe with these people. Or, you know, I sometimes when I miss parts of my old life, I'm like, but I'm such a new person. I am literally born into a whole new frequency of life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've been reflecting on my postpartum a lot since it was almost a year ago now. And I was thinking like back, it was like almost those days, a couple days I was sad afterwards. I was like, I think I was like mourning who I used to be, like just saying bye to like the old me. And like now it's like this new beginning. Yeah. And I think it's like totally part of the process, like the grieving when you change and you become a new person.
Wait, yes, 100%. And I think people, name not all, so I'm not going to put everyone in a box, but the people who struggle with like postpartum depression and postpartum, you know, they just feel like this isn't how I wanted motherhood to be. It's maybe you're trying hard to fit in your old box and like you went through the portal of motherhood, for so to speak, and you're just not that person anymore. And I think sometimes people get frustrated, like, oh, I wish I could still be on the go. I wish I could still go out, still be with my girlfriends, you know, be fun loving. But it's like you went through this new experience and this is who you are now. And I think maybe sometimes if we just succumb to what this life is now, it might feel easier than trying to revert back to who you were.
Totally.
Go with the flow.
Yeah, literally.
And I just remembered, sorry to go back to this, but the whole like being able to scan people without their consent, I think it depends and there's a little nuance to it. Like if you are a mom and you have a child who is not doing well and maybe they're over 18 and you're kind of on the fence, I would say, and I know Lauren Swenson, who invented this, would say, put them in the scanner and scan them because it is going to help them. So, you know, I mean, and there's a lot of people within Selects who will actually put like when there's like the hurricane or there's a crisis or something going on in the world, they'll put that into their scanner, like as a space, and then broadcast frequencies to it. So I think it depends. And it really just depends.
Yeah. But,
and then I liken it to prayer. If you don't need permission to pray for someone, you don't necessarily need permission to send them peace, calm and tranquility.
And also, it's not like you can, like, you're not, you can't like scan someone, wish, you know, send them bad vibes. Like, that's not what's going to happen. It's only helping, not hindering.
Only good. And the worst thing would be it doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
You know, like,
but for sure.
I would think it always does something somewhat good. And then I also had a thought about how you talked about your pet, your dog. Was it your dog with the ACL? Yes. My favorite testimony, you guys should go on Solex's YouTube and go in their testimonies and look for the one called, I think it's like The Incredible Hulk. This little dog had a retinal detachment, so in his eye, and they ran Cepheid frequencies for I think 2 or 3 days. And it reattached.
Wow.
So that's like every time someone's like, will the scanner help me with this? I'm like, okay, if it helped a dog's retina reattach, yes. <That's> You got to try it.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. Yeah. Jordan, can you think of anything else that you, because like Jordan, you had no idea coming into this what it was. Yeah. Can you think of anything else where you're
probably like, whoa.
Sorry, I didn't do any research before my podcast.
No, I just mean like, even that, just like, since you hadn't heard of AO scanning before, you know, I mentioned it. Can you think of anything else where you're like, yeah, this was a burning question?
No, I think I got my questions answered. Really was like, kind of how does it work from far away distances, I guess. And my EMFs question was a big one. I was like, I'm going to ask about this. But no, I think that you've explained it well. I like to think, I mean, I knew about frequencies going into it, but I think if I didn't, I think I would have my questions answered. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And also if people are listening to this, like, look, I want to try, but I don't want it to be expensive. You can just do 1 month. And then if you're like, yeah, I hate it. No harm, no foul. You just had a month of frequencies and now you can, like, it's not like you're, you know, have to buy in for a year or something. It's just,
yeah,
month by month, which is nice.
It's cheaper than if you went to a practitioner once. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and you can do your whole family. So if you only did the scanner for a month and only used the sound therapy, I was paying almost $300 for one session of sound therapy that was a little bit comparable to this at a psychologist, like going to talk therapy to get sound therapy, almost $300. And then I didn't even get to take it home and listen to it again. Wow. So, I mean, it is a pretty good deal.
Will you tell people where they can find you and can they reach out if they have any questions?
Yeah, absolutely. My DMs and Instagram. My Instagram is at Caitlin Simmons Official. Should I spell that? Or
sure.
KAtelynSimmons Official. OFFICIAL. Hopefully I spelled that right. Yeah, I reply to pretty much all my messages unless you're mean. Oh. So don't be mean. And then I have like so many videos. I have highlight bubbles. I have free resources. You can go to the link in my bio or comment on my videos. I have a YouTube channel. I'm doing live Zooms every Saturday for a while where you can learn about all of this. So yeah, Instagram's probably the best place to start.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much. I can't wait to get this episode out. So many people were DMing me, asking me questions. I was like, I'm not the expert. I got to bring one on.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for having me. This was so fun.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Bye,
thank
guys.
Thank you. See you next week.
Hey. That's it for today's episode of Moms Unbothered. If this conversation made you think differently, question the norm, or even just feel a little more empowered in your health journey, do us a favor. Share this with another mom who needs to hear it.
If you're loving the show, the best way to support us is by leaving a quick review, subscribing, and connecting with us on social media. It helps us reach more moms who are ready to take back control of what goes on, in, and around their families. We'll be back next week with another conversation, but until then, trust your instincts, question to everything, and stay unbothered.